County battle in Pawnee County, I guess, as well here. The Fall City Tigers are hosting the Humboldt Table Rock Steiner Titans tonight in this girl-boy doubleheader. Our girls' game tonight, Fall City comes in here with a record of 5 wins, 16 losses on the year. HGRS comes in 11-9 for head coach Skyler Kuhlman. Head coach for the Tigers is Don Hogue. In the boys' game tonight, Fall City comes in here 4 wins, 15 losses. The Titans are 9-12 on the year for coach Jamie Stein. And his first year as the head coach of the Titan basketball team for the boys. The teams have headed off to the locker room before the girls' game to get ready here to get their final instructions for tonight. Our presenting sponsor for this game, F&M Bank in Fall City. That's local decisions, local solutions, and local focus at F&M Bank in Fall City. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's action. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back. I'll tell you who's going to start this ball game after this on KTSA.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Join us for the 4th annual Sabetha Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sabetha, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sabetha.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, back here at Magner Henderson Fieldhouse, let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight. We begin with the HGRS Titan lineup tonight for Coach Skyler Cohen. His lineup is a little different tonight. We'll go with 5'5" senior Schaefer Cumbro, a 5'5" senior Maddie Bredemeyer, 5'7" senior Kennedy McLaren, 5'6" senior Lillian Bowen, and 5'7" sophomore PJ Howe. Schaefer Cumbro, Maddie Bredemeyer, Kennedy McLaren, Lillian Bowen, and PJ Howe. For you Titan fans, you will notice I did not mention in the starting lineup tonight for the Titans, Ellie Bestandig, the 5'9" senior. Ellie is the leading scorer, but she is home and under the weather tonight, not playing in this ball game. The Titans play without their leading scorer on the season in this one tonight. Coach Don Hogue, he will go with this starting lineup. 5'9" senior, Carly Dunkus. 5'5" freshman, Tessa Gosman. 5'5" sophomore, Bella Johansson. 5'4" freshman, Brenna Longar. And 5'8" sophomore, Briscoe Titus. Carly Dunkus, Tessa Gosman, Bella Johansson, Brenna Longar, and Briscoe Titus. Your starting five tonight for the Fall City of the Lady Tigers. Teams head over to their benches. They're going to do all the pregame festivities here. There. What a great job by the Fall City Tiger Pep Band, but man, we're sitting straight across from them. They are loud. They're good, but boy, they are loud. Can't even hear ourselves think here. with the headsets on and everything, but they are getting ready here. We'll have starting lineups, and we're going to do one more break here. We will take one more two-minute timeout and be back with the tip-off of the girls' game on KTNC.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
Tired of big city insurance feeling impersonal? We're your neighbors right here in Richardson County, offering personalized coverage for your farm, your home, your business, and your life. Whether it's protecting your family's future with life insurance or making sure your dream car is covered, Riverstone Insurance has the local know-how and big name protection. With offices in Fall City, Rockport, and Mound City, that's Riverstone Insurance Group, protecting one neighbor at a time.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Set. The Titans have been introduced to the crowd on hand here at the Fieldhouse tonight. And we're going to have a little senior deal for Carly Duncan. I think she's the only senior on this year's squad for the Tigers. Lots of freshmen and sophomores for Fall City. Introduced. People continue to roll into their seats here tonight. Titans on the road. They're in the dark blue tonight. The Titans coming in here 11-9 on the year. Fall City 5-16. The home team dressed in white tonight. And the team break huddle, and we're set to go with high school basketball here. Oh, one of the referees picking on the scorekeeper already. All right. Set to go. Step into the center circle, Lillian Bowen for the Titans, and for the Tigers, Carly Dunkus, pair of seniors. Fall City will go right to left towards the east bucket here in the first half tonight. And Dunkus ends up with the ball after it's tipped two or three times by both of them. Fall City to the front court with the basketball. The Tessa Gosman, she'll bring it left side for Bella Johansson. Johansson works the ball back to the right side in the hand of Brenna Glothar. Down to the right baseline, and a give and a roller off the rim. It won't go for the Tigers there by Gosman. And a rebound brought down by the Titans. Coming out of there with it will be Kennedy McLarnon. Get it to Lillian Bowen. She'll stand in the midcourt circle with the dribble. Moves left, leaves the ball back now in the hands of Bredemeyer. Passes off, gets it right back. Now cross-court pass stolen away by Gosman. Gosman moves up the floor for the Tigers, leaves it back now out top. Three-pointer on the way, no for Glothar. And a rebound to the left side of the floor. Coming out of there with the ball will be Bredemeyer. Redemar's going down the lane, stripped of the basketball, stolen by Gosman. She's got two steals already. Quickly up the floor the other way, leaves the ball in the middle now to Dunkus. Back out to the top to Glothar, and now over to the left side. Kind of a shot put up there from the wing. Three-pointer no good by Bella Johansson. And we've got a foul on the rebound on the Tigers here. Jessica Gosman called for the first foul of the ball game here tonight. So it's Titan ball. No score, first minute or so of the ball game here. Up the floor, Lillian Bowen. Off the left side. Gets the ball up and out into the middle and a shot in the paint. Up and it sticks between the backboard of the rim on the shot put up there by the Titans. Kennedy McCarnan put it up there. After getting her basketball, oh, it went in. Well, I'd say count it, but I'm sure there would be an argument. Had to get a different ball. The referee took that extra ball, popped it in there, and took the first one through the net. That's our first made bucket of the night. We come the other way, bring in on the baseline, and it's going to be shot good and a foul, and that's going to be two quick ones on Tessa Gosman. The shot is up, and the shot is good. Three-pointer is good for Kennedy McLarnon. And she'll be at the line to try to make it a four-point play, and it's off, no good. Rebound to Carly Dunkus, and here come the Tigers with the basketball. Up the floor we go. Into the game for Fall City. Who came in there? It is Caitlin Rod, a 5'8 freshman. Dunkus left side down on the baseline for Titus. Back out to Dunkus. She'll skip it across the floor and out of Rod. Back to Dunkus. Three-pointer on the way. Short, no good. Rebound to McCarnan. McCarnan to Bowen. Pushes it up the floor on the right side. Stops. Gives off right wing. And now back into the middle with the pass. McCarnan in the paint. Cut off. Dishes it back out of there. Now goes to the right side to P.J. Or excuse me. Yeah, P.J. Hound. Sorry. And down the lane goes Bowen. And the ball is off of the Titan. Tried to pass underneath. Nothing doing. Out of bounds it goes. Maddie Brennemeyer. Now they made it a two-pointer. So apparently that was a two-point basket, not a three. Okay. So it's 2-9. They put three up on the board. I wasn't sure. Here's a ball that's tipped by Brennemeyer. It goes to the backcourt, recovered by the Tigers. Glothar. Glothar comes to the front court. Eden Durier is in the ballgame now for the Titans. And now out top of the basketball, Rod looks left, passes right instead to Glothar. Glothar will give the ball up there for Titus. And the ball's taken away, stolen away by Maddie Brennemeyer. Off the right side, it goes to Durier. And the pass to the middle is knocked away out of bounds by Dunkus. So to trigger in, it'll be Maddie Brennemeyer at the Tiger bench. 3 minutes gone by here in the first period. Left side, Bowen for three on the rim. Won't go. Rebound is tipped. It's out of bounds. It's off the hand of Bristol Titus. On the baseline, it will be Titan basketball. So the Titans will inbound it. Bring it into the right side, in the hands there of P.J. Howe. McLarnon, a runner from the right baseline, no good, tipped up off the backboard, no. Rebound to the Tigers, control out of there by Bristol Titus. She'll give it away, up the floor now to Glothar, into the front court, in the hands of Bella Johansson. Give it back now to Rod. Rod off to Dunkus, left elbow, guarded by Bowen. Makes a move to the baseline, pulls up. Looks for help, leaves it back out top, Johansson. And we're going to have a held ball, and this one is going to stay with the Tigers this time. So Dunkus will inbound by the Titan bench. Looking, throws it to the middle of the floor, caught there by Brenna Glothar. Off the right side with the basketball, now to Rod. Rod to the baseline. Spins, and we have a foul on the Titans here. foul will go up. That's a quick signal, sir. 23, okay. P.J. Howe with the first foul of the ball game on HTRS. 4:19 to go in the first quarter. Here's the ball taken away with a steal. It is Kennedy McLarnon. She'll give the ball up, and Brennemeyer will bring it up the floor for the Titans. 2-0, the Titans lead. On the left side baseline, might be underneath, shot up. He is no good by Howe. Rebound finds its way out to the left side, and a runner and a floater. Lillian Bowen puts it up and in, and it's 4-0 Titans. Timeout called by the Tigers. 4-0 Titans. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Tigers took the timeout after falling behind here 4-0 in the early going. 3:54 to go in the first quarter. Tiger basketball on the Titan end of the floor. Titan showing some pressure here. Ball comes into Rod. Throw it to the middle. Titus will give it to Johansson, and she'll dribble up to the front court. And her pass is tipped out of bounds. A good quick hand by Eden Durier. And the Tigers will inbound right in front of the student section over there for the Fall City kids. Dunkus to trigger. Looks for a cutter. Goes down underneath the Bristol Titus. Dunkus comes in. They give her the ball. Rod was in the inside. Didn't shoot it. Took it outside instead. Three-pointer on the way, no good by Gothar. The rebound is grabbed up there by the Tigers' Bristol Titus, and now we've got a whistle and a foul on the Titans. Scrapping for that basketball. Foul will go on Eden Durier, her first team foul number two of the quarter. And at the free throw line for Ball City, Bristol Titus shooting two. Titus ready, fires up, no good. She'll get another one here at the 3:32 mark of this first period. One more coming here with a Tiger sophomore. On the way up, short, no good. It'll be Titan ball out of bounds. Ball City gets the basketball. HTRS gets the ball off the Ball City, misses the free throw line. And up the floor, here comes HTRS. In the middle, at the free throw line. Now back out to the corner to Bowen. Long two, up and good. Lillian Bowen's got her second field goal, and it's 6-0. HTRS, they put the pressure on in the backcourt. Coming up the floor with it, Johansson gets the front court. And we've got a turnover by the Tiger here. I think she dribbled the ball out of bounds on the side over there. On the far side, turnover against the Tigers, and the Titans get it back at the three-minute mark of quarter number one. Up the floor, in the middle, and now give the ball off to Eden Durier. Right baseline, back out to the top. She goes to McLarnon. McLarnon to Brennemeyer. Pushes it over to Bowen. She'll run it up. Left side floater on the rim. No. Rebound brought down by Caitlin Rod, and a foul on the Titans. 23, P.J. Howe. P.J. has got her second foul of the game, third team foul this period on the Titans. Checking in for HTRS again. Schaefer Cumro back in there, and Jazzy Frey comes into the ball game. Jazzy Frey in there now, and it's Dunkus in double team, gets it thrown to the front court. Get the ball off the left side now to Brenna Glothard, driving, cut off, and another foul. My. It was a foul just for fouling him up. That foul will go against Eden Durier, her second. It should be four team fouls, I believe. All right, Tigers in the backcourt. And we've got a push foul, an offensive foul on the Tigers. Trying to set a screen. The foul on Carly Dunkus. Her first, team foul three. So the team fouls, four and three. Four on HTRS, three on Fall City. And what happened there? They brought the ball in to Maddie Bredemeyer. Some confusion. And she palms the basketball. And the Titans get it back. Subbing in for the Tigers now. Let's see. Into the game is Maddie Johansson, a 5'6 freshman. Now with the ball, Bella Johansson from the left to the right. Keeps the dribble, backing up. And she backed up and gets called for traveling. Eden Durier applying the pressure there on the defensive side. And the Titans get the ball back again. To the front court, Maddie Bredemeyer. Throw the ball into the middle. Shot off the glass, off the iron, no good. Comes down, and Durier can't follow. Rebound comes down to Bella Johansson. That first shot put up by Jazzy Fry for HTRS. Now Bella Johansson dribbles to the baseline, needs help. Gets the ball out top to Glothar. Brennan moving up. On the right side, stops, pops on the iron, won't go. Offensive rebound, put back, no good by Caitlin Rod, but she'll be to the line. Shoot a pair here, I believe. Foul on 24, and that's going to be three on Eden Durier here in the first quarter. Team foul number five. Rod at the free throw line to shoot a pair. 5'8" freshman. Set, fire, short off the front edge, no good. So into the game for the Titans, Eden Stewart, a 5'6 sophomore in place of Durier. Titans playing tonight without Ellie Bestandig, their outstanding senior. Free throw rattles off and won't go, and the rebound picked off by HRS, by Jazzy Fry. She'll get it to Lillian Bowen off the right side. Stops, hands the ball off with it, Eden Stewart, and she's picked by Dunkus. Dunkus to the free throw line. Pass is underneath. It's knocked away. It's stolen. Timeout. Titans with a minute 23 to go in the first quarter. HTRS leads it 6-0. We'll return to back in the Henderson Fieldhouse after this 30-second timeout on KTNC and the MSC Sports Network.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health. And a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We've got a minute 23 left in this first quarter here at 6-0. HTRS with the lead. Titan ball when we resume play here in a moment. Coach Skyler Kuhlman took the timeout. Tigers have got some contested looks, but have not been able to connect yet in this game. All right, triggered in on the baseline in the backcourt, Maddie Bredemeyer. She'll get it into Lillian Bowen. Bowen will go right back to Bredemeyer and brings it up the floor on the left side. Goes high post with it, kick it out to the right wing. Trying one to shoot it with Stewart, couldn't get a shot away, and we've got 3 seconds called against HTRS. Minute 12 to go here in the first quarter. Full court pressure applied again here by the Titans. Ball comes in here to Brenna Glothar. Glothar with it, off to Bella Johansson, comes to the front court. Might try to trap her. Nope, got away. Switch off defensively. She'll throw the ball to the right side to Brenna Glothar. Pass down to the corner, intended there for Bella Johansson, and it's taken away by the Titans with less than a minute to go here in the first quarter. Bowen has it right side. Bowen bounce pass into the paint. Knocked away by Rod. Picked up by Dunkus. Dunkus throws it ahead to Johansson. Oh, and she runs into a Titan. Ran into Jazzy Fry, and Jazzy didn't give. The ball taken away. They throw it ahead to Lillian Bowen. She lays it up at the other end for her third hoop. And a free throw coming for the Titan senior. The foul on the Tigers will go against Brenna Glothar. Her first, team foul number four. Bristol Tide is back in the game now for the Tigers. 33 seconds to go. Bowen ready, fires, it won't go, and the rebound comes out to Caitlin Rod. Up the floor of the basketball now. Bristol Johansson in the middle. They go with the pass to Titus. She fires on the right block, up and good, and the Tigers are on the board here. 8-2 our score now. To the front, ball knocked loose, and it's going to be a held ball. This time it'll stay on the Titan end. 8.2 seconds to go in the first quarter. Titans will inbound from the baseline here. Bring it in, Bowen, she'll fire. Left wing, it's a two-pointer, had her feet on the three-point line. She's got eight, and it's 10-2. And that ends our first quarter. Humboldt Table Rock Senior 8, Fall City Lady Tigers 2. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back at Fall City High School, ready to go with second quarter action in our girls game. Inbounding Fall City, come up the front side, they go left to right towards the east bucket, into Bella Johansson, her shot rejected, they call it a held ball. And it goes to the Titans. Well, they had it anyway. But a little bit of a break for the Tigers. They'll get the next held ball now. They were not going to get possession of it anyway there. Here's a pass to the right side, and it goes inside. Good hustle there defensively getting down the lane by Caitlin Rod. Off the entry pass there by Bowen. Titans inbound the basketball from the baseline. Jazzy Fry leaves it out top. Bredemeyer for three, misses it short. Titans tried to save it in, but they were out of bounds when they made contact with it. And we'll come back the other way now. Tiger basketball. Our presenting sponsor for the game, F&M Bank in Fall City, with local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. 10-2, the Titans lead by 8. And here we go. Front court, Fall City, Dunk is with it. Cut off, goes out to Rod. Back in the middle, and back in the ballgame, the two fouls, Tessa Gosman. She picked up some defensive steals early in that first quarter, but also a couple of quick fouls put her on the bench. Here's a drive, and a ball knocked away by McCarran, taken away by the Titans as they steal away that time from Johansson. And a shot up for three, no good by Bowen. She followed, took the rebound away from her own teammate. And puts it up and in. She's in double figures with 10 here in the ballgame. And the lead is 10 at 12-2. Up the floor, Fall City with it. In the hand now of Gosman. Tessa passes off, gets away to Bella Johansson. Into the middle, spinning, leaning, shooting. It won't go for Titus. Rebound to the Titans, controlled by Kennedy McLarnon. Coming up the floor through the circle of midcourt, Maddie Bredemeyer off the left side. Bowen thought about the long three ball, didn't take it. Into the paint to Fry, back out to the right side to P.J. Howe. She'll dribble in, shoot it inside the free throw line, no. Rebound comes out, grabbed by McLarnon. She follows with a shot, Kent comes up short, and the Tigers come out with the basketball. Off the floor, Bella Johansson on the left side. It goes to Rod. She passes out top. Dunkus, far side, Gosman. Gosman will hold. Looks, gives the ball up to the right side sideline to Bella Johansson again. Now to Dunkus. They throw underneath, and two Tigers went for the ball, and the Titans end up with it. Had a cutter toward the hoop, and another girl standing underneath the hoop, ready to take the pass. And they got their signal switch. Here's a three ball at the other end. Up, no good by Brennemeyer. Rebound long to the Tigers. Dunkus to the front court. Leaves off of Johansson. Went around a defender. Oh, and she lost the ball. Tried to get stopped for a little quick jumper instead of a layup. And the ball snuck away from her. Out of bounds it goes. It will be Titans basketball. We're back to live action now. The Titans have the basketball to the front court. Throw it to Fry off the glass with a shot. No, rebound comes down. Carly Dunkus will grab it up. And she will give the ball up now for Bella Johansson. Give it to Dunkus out top between the circles. Works the right side with the ball. Hands it off. Titus moving right to the baseline. And she tried to make a curl. She gets called for a traveling violation. And the ball goes back to HTRS. 4:45 left in the first half. 12-2, the Titans lead. Fall City will bring back into the ball game now Brenna Glothar, freshman. Titans in the front court. They go left side with it. Gretemeyer. Tried to fire it underneath there, trying to get the ball inside to Kennedy McLarnon. And the ball batted away, out of bounds by the Tigers on the baseline. Fry will trigger from the baseline, brings it into the paint, and it's right back up and in for Kennedy McLarnon. She's got 4 points in the game, and the lead is 12 now by the Titans. To the front court, Brenna Glothar with it. Glothar moving to the right side, gives the ball up there to Tessa Gosman. Tessa moving into the paint, stops, dishes out. Johansson down to Rod on the baseline. Back to the middle, and now Dunkus between the circles. Underneath the Rod, quick spin up, shoot, won't go. Whistle and a foul on the Titans. Our first foul of the second quarter. Foul on Jazzy Fry, her first. First foul of the quarter. And at the free throw line will be Caitlin Rod. She's 0 for 2 at the line here tonight so far. First one's on the way up and short, no good. She'll get one more here at the 4:04 mark. Second free throw coming up here for the Tiger freshman. See if she can get this one up there and in. On the way up and got it. Swished it home. And we've got a 14-3 game halfway through the second quarter. Now to the front court. Giving the ball up will be Bowen. Bounce pass to Nova Fry. She'll dish it out. A runner on the baseline by McLarnon. And she elevated the ball. It came right back to her. You can't pass to yourself, so that's traveling. Tiger ball against the full court pressure. Here it comes into Brenna Glothar. To Johansson, Bella to the front court on the right sideline. Works back to the middle. Passes off Glothar. Brenna works. Picked up her dribble. Defense all over. Now it goes back to Dunkus. Free throw line down the lane. Fires it up off the mark. No good to the side. And the rebound ricochets down to Maddie Bredemeyer. Maddie comes up the floor and down the paint area she goes. Out it goes. Three ball up, no good by Bowen. And the rebound to Carly Dunkus for Fall City. 14-3. The Tigers trail the Titans. Timeout, Tigers. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We've got 3:10 to go in the first half. Two teams ending the regular season this week. They'll be getting started in sub-district play next week for the girls. The week after that, the boys' postseason begins. For Fall City, Tiger girls are in Class C, sub-district 1. I believe that'll be at Louisville. Tigers play Syracuse Monday night. The 5-seed Tigers against the 4-seed Syracuse Rockets, who are 7-13 on the year. All right, the ball comes in to the Tigers in the front court here. Up the floor, they give the ball off there to Brenna Glothar. Back out to the top, back in the game. Driscoll Titus, and the ball a little too tall, and it's taken away by the Titans of HTRS. Bowen throws underneath and a layup. Nice entry pass. The assist goes to Lillian Bowen. The bucket for PJ Howe, her first hoop of the night. And is now a 13-point advantage for HTRS. 16-3. Tigers with it. Oh, walking with the basketball. Tessa Gosman. Fake left, went right, and that pivot foot picked up before she got the ball on the deck that time. So we'll go back to the Titans in. Off the bench comes Kennedy McLaren on the next break in the action for the Titans. In the paint, Bowen, free throw line jumper on the right side, up and good. She's hotter than a pistol. She's got a dozen. Timeout, Fall City. Score, 18-3. HTRS lead. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the NFC Sports Network.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2 minutes, 17 seconds to go in the first half. HTRS with an 18-3 lead here over the Fall City Tiger girls. Tiger ball in the backcourt, coming to the front now. Bella Johansson, the Tigers. One field goal so far and a free throw. Throw it underneath, and it was led for Brenna Glothar, a little too far. It's out of bounds to the Titans on the baseline. Up the floor, here comes HTRS to the front. Into Bowen, and a nice pass. She was just inside the free throw line. Turned and threw it over the top of the defense to Kennedy McLaren, who has 6. They've combined for 18. McLaren and Bowen's got 12 and a couple of really nice assists in the ballgame. Here's a long three for Dunkus off the side. Rebound comes down to Kennedy McLaren, and she'll give the ball up, and to the front comes P.J. Howe working it up here this time. Off the right side, up the ladder to get it, Bredemeyer. Moves it back to the left side. They play catch out top, 20 on the shot clock. And they try to go down to Bowen. She'd cut to the hoop. The ball went to the side, and out of bounds it goes on the baseline. Tigers get the turnover back. And a ball inbound stolen by Bowen. Bowen with a steal will get the ball up now to P.J. Howe. Over to Bowen. Three ball on the rim. to the backcourt, and it went up and hit the support above the basket. So the Tigers get the ball. 70 seconds left in the first half. We'll wrap it up here. First half brought to you by Highland Community College coming up at halftime. Tigers inbounding. Bella Johansson leaves the ball in and up the floor. Comes Tessa Gosman, pushes it up, hands the ball off in the hand of Russell Titus. She'll work across the floor with the pass. Gives it up there for Glothar. Glothar search. Oh, man, pushed off big with the forearm right in front of the foot. He didn't call anything. 50 seconds to go. She got away with a good push foul there, folks. Here's a drive, a shot off the glass, no good by Glothar. Scramble for the rebound, and the held ball will belong to the Tigers with 38 seconds to go in this first half. Ball City will trigger from the baseline. Dunkus to inbound it. Brings it in the corner. Bella Johansson looks, takes it out, and a three-pointer on the way. No. Brenna Glothar short. Rebound coming out of there with it is Howe. To the front court, the Titans. They give the ball on the left side, on the wing. Handling it there is McLarnon. Shot clock is off. 17 on the game clock here to go in the first half. Take it down the left side, back out to Bowen. She goes right back inside. A kick to the outside for three. Short, no good that time by Bredemeyer. Rebound. Oh, I didn't need to throw it up that quick. Lost track of the time on the Andy McGarnon fired it up towards the rim, and the ball ends up bouncing out of bounds. All right, after one half of play. Wait a minute. 0.5. They're going to put a half a second back on the clock. Okay. So with 0.5 seconds, the Tigers will need to inbound on their opposite baseline down on the HTRSN. Titans standing all five of them shoulder to shoulder at the midcourt stripe. Ball comes in, and now it's halftime. Our score, HTRS 20 and the Fall City Tigers 3. 20-3, our halftime score. The Titans with the lead. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll be back here at Magner Henderson Fieldhouse on KTMSA.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit cfbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Attention nurses, Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
CJ Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, Edson LPNC Group, direct written premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. The score is 20-3. Our halftime recap is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they're far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. In the first half of this ball game, the Tigers couldn't get much going offensively. Bristol Titus has the only field goal in the game for Fall City, a two-pointer in the first quarter. And the Tigers got one free throw made out of two attempts in the second quarter for their 1 point and their three first half points. Tigers go one out of six at the free throw line in the first quarter of tonight's ball game. First half of all, For HTRS, they are led by Lillian Bowen, the senior. A dozen points in the first half. Kennedy McCarnan has six and two for P.J. Howe. Titans went 0 for 2 at the free throw line in the first half. They have led. Their biggest lead in the first half is current lead of 17 points. Foul trouble. Three on Eden Durier for HRS. Two on P.J. Howe. Nobody else more than one. Tessa Gons picked up two quick ones for the Tigers in the first quarter. Nobody else with more than one in this ball game. It's halftime. It's 20-3. The Titans lead the Tigers in the girls game. The boys game coming up here a little bit later on tonight on KTNC. Our halftime report is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they're far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a break. We'll check the weather here from our sponsors. Be back in the second half coming up on KTNC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kellen Martial Arts is having a glow party Saturday, February 14th. Buzz and entertain the kids this Valentine's Day with an evening of fun games and activities, all while glowing in the dark. The glow party is 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. It's only $30 per person for ages 6 to 16. And we'll have pizza too. Sign up today, 402-380-3383 for the glow party at Kellen Martial Arts in Boston, 402-380-3383.
Thinking about a new ride? Whether it's a shiny truck, a sporty SUV, or that dream car you've had your eye on, F&M Bank is here to help you hit the road with confidence. Stop by and compare auto loan rates with us. No pressure, just local lenders wanting to help their local community. At F&M Bank, we don't just finance vehicles, we fuel dreams. So give us a call at 402-245-2491 and talk with one of our lenders today. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The need for blood never takes a day off. Nemaha County Hospital wants to remind us about their upcoming blood drive on February 19th. Every donation helps patients facing surgery, cancer treatment, emergencies, and other critical needs. One simple act can make a life-saving difference. Please reach out to Carla Pettyjohn to schedule a time to give blood on February 19th. Your donation can help ensure a safe, reliable blood supply for our community. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weather allergy meteorologist Phil Jensko. Mostly clear skies and light winds for tonight. Lows will make it down to the upper 20s to near 30. Friday, an abundance of sunshine. Winds remain light. Highs warm into the upper 50s to near 60. Friday night, clouds will be on the increase. Rain chances arrive after midnight. Lows drop to 38. Winds still light. Saturday, cloudy, rain likely. Highs top out near 53. Winds east-northeast 5 to 10. Saturday night, slight chance for rain lingers before midnight, then gradual clearing. Lows fall back to 34. Winds will be light. Looking ahead to Sunday, sunny. Highs reach 62. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. And then Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, and lows head down to 41. That's your weather allergy forecast on KTNC. Right now it's 55.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC. In Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we are back here at Magister Energy Fieldhouse. It's halftime. Our halftime report is brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College. They are close to home, far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Told you earlier about the Tiger Girls sub-district next week for the Titan Girls. They are the number two seed in their sub-district, Class D1, sub-district 1. They'll play at Weeping Water. Pawnee City is the four seed. They play Sterling, the five seed, Monday night at 6 o'clock. The winner moves on to play top seed at Weeping Water at 6 o'clock on Tuesday night. Titans are the number two seed. They take on third seed Lord Central Catholic Tuesday night at 7:30. At Weeping Water in the semifinals. All righty. Teams huddle up with their coaches after the halftime chat. And we'll see what they come up with here in this third quarter. It's going to be Titan basketball to start the third period. Alrighty, inbounding will be Eden Durier. She'll start the second half. Bringing in to Maddie Bredemeyer. Also in, P.J. Howe, Lillian Bowen, and Kennedy McLarnon. Tigers, and here's a pass underneath the bucket, and it's up and good. A nice entry pass and an easy bucket there for P.J. Howe. She's got her second hoop of the night. And it's 22-3. The lead is 19. Taking out three ball from the left side. Short, no good by Glothar. Rebound to Bowen. Tigers have Bristol Titus in the ball game. Brenna Glothar, Bella Johansson, Tessa Gosman, and Carly Dunkus start this second half. Bowen, three ball left corner. Nothing at the bottom of the hole there. She's got 15 in the game and the triple. Makes it a 22-point lead for HTRS, 25-3. To the front, the Tigers throw it over the top. Underneath, Dunkus, layup is good. An assist, a nice backward assist from Gosman. She got underneath on the baseline and threw it back in, and Dunkus puts it up and in for Fall City, her first points of the ball game. Ball knocked loose for the Tigers. Bowen fighting with it all the way to the sideline. Couldn't. The basketball wins the race to the sideline there. And it will be Tiger basketball. Coach Tyler Coolin got a smile on his face, wants to talk something over with 6:51 to go in the third. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6:51 to go, third quarter. The Titans lead it 25-5 over the Fall City Tigers here. It will be Tiger basketball. The Titans setting up the press. If you're joining us late, Titans playing without Ellie Bestanding tonight, their leading scorer on the season. She's home ill. And now the Tigers get it to the front court with Tessa Gosman. Passes and inside, shot up. No good for the Tigers there by Bella Johansson. And a held ball will stay on the Tiger end this time on the rebound. Triggering in will be Dunkus from the baseline for the Tigers. Looking. Logs out top. Gosman back to Dunkus on the left side on the elbow. Pass across, tip, pushed back to Dunkus by Johansson. Now inside, it is Gosman kicking it back out. They're driving down the lane, and Dunkus throws it up over the front end, and it goes in. She's got back-to-back hoops for the Tigers. It's 25-7. To the front court, Maddie Brennemeyer with it. Picked up her dribble, goes in the corner, and Dunkus slips out there and knocks the ball out of bounds, and it will be Titan ball about 8 feet up off the baseline on the far right side of the floor as they go right to left towards the east bucket. And the ball goes into the backcourt. That's okay. You can do that on the inbound. Running down in the backcourt is Eden Gurnier. The ball does that. One time the players go, oh, man, it's going to be over and back. Well, no, you can do that. Here we come around the corner. It's going to be Bowen. Take the ball to the right side. Thinking about the shot is Howe. Won't take it. Kicks it back. And now a drive and a floater off the rim. No good. And a foul on Fall City. Shot was put up there by Brettemeyer. Tiger foul on Tessa Gosman. Tessa's got her third foul of the contest. The Tigers committed five. She's committed 60% of them. You don't want to be hoggish with your team fouls there. Free throw up, and it will not go for Brettemeyer. Her first trip to the line. Titans are now 0-for-3 at the free throw line in this game. Gosman out of the game. Tigers bring back in. Free throw up. No. And they're in the game there. Let's see. Titus got the rebound for the Tigers. Who came in? Oh, I missed it. Brenna Glockar. Also, Bella Johansson's in there. She gets it away to Dunkus in the front court. Now in the hands of Brenna Glockar. Working to the right side. In there is Caitlin Rod. Okay. Into the middle. Knocked away. 10 on the shot clock for the Tigers. Dunkus between the circles. Got to get going, girls. 5 on the shot clock. To the right side, Johansson. Got a fire. 1 on the clock. And a shot clock violation. Tigers couldn't get the shot away. And they'll turn it over to the Titans. So HTRS will inbound it in the person of P.J. Howe. She'll bring the ball in for Maddie Brettemeyer. Brettemeyer comes up the floor on the left side. Gives the ball up there from McCarnan. Down the lane with the right hand. A scoop. A new foul on the Tigers. Here comes her official, and he says 33. Foul will go on Bristol Titus. Her first of the game. Second foul of the quarter on the Tigers. And to the line goes Kennedy McLarnon. 0-for-1 at the line. This one's good. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Lead is 19. Second free throw coming up here. And good. Got them both. 27-7. The lead is 20. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Coming up the floor for the Tigers with the ball is Glothar. Brenna Picked up her dribble and gives the ball in the middle of the floor to Johansson. Pass to Glothar. Throws it toward the middle, knocked away by Bowen. Recovered by Fall City's Titus. Back out to the top. Rod swinging around. Johansson drives up. And a foul on the Titans. That bailed out the Tigers. That was going to be traveling otherwise. Foul will go on P.J. Howe. P.J. picks up her third foul of the evening. First foul of the quarter. At the free throw line, Bella Johansson. Looking for her first point of the night. It's on the way up and short, no good. Tigers bring in Maddie Johansson in there for Bristol Titus. The Titans bring back in Schaefer Cumro. The start of the game also coming in, Jazzy Fry. Howell will sit down. Free throw up and good. A one out of two for Johansson. 27-8, the Titans lead. Ball comes to the front court. Now to Fry. Holds it. Her pass knocked loose. She got it back. Now it's Bowen from 18 on the rim from the left elbow. No good. Rebound is grabbed up by Glothar. Glothar will work it up. Pick her up at midcourt. Now throw it off to the left side. In the middle now to Bella Johansson. Moving left. Down the left side of the lane. Free throw line. Gives up for Dunkus. Into the paint. She throws it off the backboard. No good. Rebounding foul will go on the Tigers. On Dunkus. Carly picks up her second foul. Third foul of the period on Fall City. Exactly halfway through. Quarter number three. Well, here come the Titans in the front court. Working it up the floor. Bredemeyer. Passes off to Fry. Now to Bowen out on the right side of the pass. She gets it right back. Right side of the floor. Pulls up from 18 on the rim. No. Rebound taken down by Fry. The ball gets loose. Goes to McCarnan. She can't connect. And it's in the hands of Bella Johansson for the Tigers. Going for the steal was Lillian Bowen. Came up empty. Tigers to the front court with the ball down the right side. Johansson posting up is Dunkus. Trying to come around, putting her arm on the shoulder. Committing the foul will be Lillian Bowen. Her first foul, second foul of the period on the team. Bring it in. Dunkus gets it right back after she triggers in. Fires from 15, baseline, no good. Titan rebound, and here they come up the floor. Cross the Tiger logo at midcourt with the dribble, Maddie Bredemeyer. Passes off, gets it right back. Bowen runs sideline to sideline along the baseline. Throw it underneath for McLaren. She turns, fires, and hits it. Kennedy McLaren now in double figures with 10, joining Bowen. The lead is 21. 2:48 to go in the period. Takes the ball inside, taken away, stolen by Schaefer Cumro. Cumro with the steal. She'll head up the floor the other way for HTRS. Looking to throw the ball down on the left side on the block. Moving in, shooting, missing short, no good. McLarnon. Rebound saved in there by the Titans. Three ball in and out, no good for Bredemeyer. And the rebound swallowed up by Brenna Glothar. Glothar will give it to Johansson. Moving the ball to the right side, maybe the left side of the floor. Now back into the middle to Brenna Glothar. She dribbles. She moves, guarded man-to-man, and traveling the call. A lot of contact, but traveling is a violation. The Tigers turn it over with 2:04 to go in the quarter. Tessa Gosman back in. Bristol Titus back in. Sitting down will be Maddie Johansson and Brenna Glothar. Bring it in for Lillian Bowen in the backcourt for the Titans. She'll pass it right back to Bredemeyer. Bounce pass down in the corner. Now back out to Bredemeyer. Throw to the post and committing the foul. Couldn't get stopped. Her momentum was Bristol Titus. She'll pick up her second foul and fourth team foul of the third quarter on Fall City. Titan ball on the baseline. The trigger will be Jazzy Fry. Looks right, throws left. The ball tipped out of bounds. Good quick hand by Caitlin Raw to the Tigers there to deflect that one out of bounds. Now they'll move over from the left side of the floor to the right side of the floor underneath the basket. Bowen takes the inbound on the right wing. Dribbles, now gives the ball down low to Fry. Dribbles in, cut off, loose ball, and it's taken down, stolen by Bristol Titus. She'll get it away to Bella Johansson. Her pass up the floor, tip, it gets forward through the middle to Gosman. Now down in the left side, the Tigers setting their offense with 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Down in the left corner with the basketball, Gosman dribbling in, tried to lob the pass over the top to Dungas, and the Titans take the ball away. To the front court comes HTRS with the basketball with a minute 10 to go in the period. Looking to the high post and kicking down to the right side for three. It's up. It's on the rim. No good by Schaefer Cumroe. And we've got a held ball on the rebound that will stay on the Titan end here with 61 seconds to go in the third. Out comes Jazz Fry back in the game for the Titans. Kennedy McClarnon. Schaefer Cumroe to trigger from the baseline left side. Lobs it out to the top and they throw it in the middle and down the lane. A scoop up off the glass by Kennedy McClarnon. It almost went in. Climbed out of there. We got a foul on the rebound on Kennedy McClarnon trying to get it back. Her first third foul of the period on the Titans. And now they show full court pressure. Bring the ball into the left side of the floor. Now up the floor with the basketball. Dunkus, her pass tipped and stolen. Now it's loose. Who's got it? Nobody's got it. And a foul on the sideline. Foul again on Kennedy McLaren, two in a row. Team fouls all even at four apiece. 45 seconds to go in the period. And it's Dunkus to inbound. She'll bring it inside to her freshman teammate in there, Caitlin Rod. She can't connect. The rebound comes out, and it's going to be in the hands of Bella Johansson. She'll fire up a three. It's off the mark. No good. It will be Titan basketball. 35.7 on the game clock. 35 seconds on the shot clock. Brenna Gloth are back in now for the Tigers. So the ball comes in to Eden Durier. She'll bring it up the floor. Tigers zoned up. Pass tip. It gets through to McLaren. Back to Durier. Back to McLaren from 18. Too strong. Rebound by Durier. Up and good. And it's 31-8. Lead is 23. That's the biggest lead of the game. 10 seconds on the clock, and the Tigers can't connect. The ball rolls, and Titans save it in. And a foul with 4 seconds to go on the Titans. The Tigers get to shoot two here. Foul will go on Schaefer Cumroe, her first. Team foul number 5 of the quarter will put Brenna Gloth at the free throw line to shoot two. Burnett gets set, up, and rattles off, no good. Second one coming up here. Dunkus will sit out. Maddie Johansson back in for Fall City. Free throw on the way up, and short, no good. Rebound to Bowen. Lillian had it knocked away, and that's going to end the... You got to back that into third quarter, 31-8. The Titans with the lead. We're back at Fall City High School after this 1 minute timeout on KTNC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Offer Farm Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
35-8, the Titans looking for win number 12 on the year. Tigers looking for win number 6, but they got a big hill to climb. They're down 31-8 after three quarters tonight. Ball comes in, there's some confusion. Dunkus threw the ball off the floor, and it was an easy layup because nobody was back. Two-pointer for Bristol Titus. All the Titans thought they were going somewhere else, and she was back there all by herself on the offensive end. So 31-10, Tigers in double figures here. Now with the ball to the front court, left side, down in the corner, Cumrow, bounce pass inside, Fry travels, tried to lean in like a defensive end, tried to turn that corner and get to the quarterback, leaned down and made the curl, but got an extra step in. 31-10, Tiger basketball to the front court. Now with it, driving, shooting, and getting fouled will be Brenna Glockhart. She's 0 for 2 at the line. Titan foul this time will go on Schaefer Cumrow again. That's her second. First foul of the period. At the line, Glockhart up and rattles out. No good. She'll have one more coming here. Our presenting sponsor tonight for the game, F&M Bank in Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. F&M Bank. Free throw up, free throw good, and it's 31-11. So the Titans walk the ball up the floor to the front court with it. Now will be Maddie Bredemeyer. 2-1-2 zone of the Tigers. Take the ball inside, and we've got 3 seconds against the Titans. Somebody was hanging out in the lane too long. Coach Kuhlman says, "Mr. Official, which one of them was that?" Gets his answer, says that's fine. All right, 1 minute gone by. Here's a drive and a shot blocked, put up there by Bella Johnson. She took on three defenders. The ball goes out of bounds, and we have a foul on the rebound attempt on Fall City. That foul will go on Bristol Titus, her third. First foul of the period on the Tigers here. Back in, Caitlin Rye for Fall City. Tiger, Coach Ho before the game, is we've got a bunch of freshmen. We've got a bunch of young kids coming into high school the next year or so. So we got some talent coming. So they're just really young and really raw right now. Inside, the ball goes down, and the layup won't go this time. An offensive putback good by P.J. Howe, who has, Durier. Keaton Durier, 24, not 23. And it's a 22-point lead again for the Titans. And at the other end, the Tigers get called for a trailing violation before they get the ball on the deck. Titan ball in front of the Tiger bench here. Triggering in will be P.J. Howe. 33-11, and on the right side of the floor with it, Maddie Bredemeyer. Gives the ball back to Durier. Down it goes, in the paint, McLarnon kicks it back out, three-pointer up and down on the right side of the circle for Maddie Bredemeyer, her first points of the night, and it's 36-11, 25-point lead, the biggest of the night. To the front court with the basketball, Johansson, off it goes to the left side, maybe the right side, Gosman gives it back up and throwing it up on the right side of the lane and in the hole. Brenna Glockhart gets her first field goal of the night. It's 36-13, Titans. To the front court we go and down to Bowen on the left elbow. She goes around a defender, floats a runner up and good. He leads all scorers in the contest with 17. Here come the Tigers to the front court. With it, Bella Johansson dribbles, takes it left side. Gives the ball away now to Brenna Glothar. And now down the lane, Dunkus off the glass, off the rim, no. Rebound, it's going to be a held ball that's going to belong to HTRS. Titans ball into the game. Schaefer Cumro again, and back in comes Eden Stewart, a 5'6 sophomore. Sitting down, PJ Howe. Man, I didn't see who else left the game. To the front court come the Titans with the ball. Up the floor, Redemeyer. Passes off, gets it right back on the skip pass down the lane. And a reach and foul. I'm going to guess Brenna Glothar. No, I wasn't even close. Number 11, Tessa Gosman. Well, the way it's gone for Tessa, I should have known. She's got four fouls in the game. Titans will bring in Jazzy Fry and also P.J. Howe back in. McLaren will sit down. And William Bowen will sit down. 4:54 left here in the fourth quarter. Free throw on the way up and no good. So Bredemeyer can't connect. It remains 39-13. The lead is 26. Three ball, right elbow, up and good for Eden Stewart. The lead is now 42-13. Titans with the big lead. They come up the floor with the basketball to the Tigers. Driving through defenders, Bella Johansson, as she heads for the rim, she is fouled. Foul will go on the Titans, Jazzy Fry. Jazzy gets her second. Team fouls even at two apiece here in the fourth quarter. Here comes Eden Dury back in for the Titans in place of Bredemeyer. Dunkus will inbound, gets the ball in the paint, elevates, and fouled on the shot with 4:25 to go. Foul will go on Schaefer Cumro. Schaefer's third. And at the line, Carly Dunkus, 4 points in the game. First free throw attempt up, no good. She'll get one more here. Bredemeyer back in. Emma Bredemeyer and Maddie Bredemeyer checking in. Maddie starter, Emma in for the first time, a 5'4 sophomore. So free throw is up and rolls off, no good. And contact on the rebound. It goes off of the Tigers out of bounds. Titans basketball. 4:20 to play in this one. Up the floor come the Titans. Knocked loose momentarily from Bredemeyer. Got it back to Maddie Bredemeyer. She's going to fire the three-pointer now. Too strong. And the rebound comes down to Tessa Gosman on the weak side underneath the basket. To the front court with the ball. Bella Johansson dishes off now to Glothar. Down the lane up. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Bat around. Kaitlin Rod ends up with it. New shot clock for the Tigers. And a drive into the paint. A kick back out there by Gosman. Three-pointer up and good by Brenna Glothar. She now has six in the ball game all here in the fourth quarter. It's 42-16. Ball knocked loose by Brenna Glothar. Dunk is all the way up. Can't connect. Couldn't get stopped. Two defenders with her. Rebound on the deck. Dunkus has it. Coach Hogue calls timeout with 3:24 to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KPNC.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today. Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
You're listening to
KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Ball City High School. 3:24 to go in the fourth quarter tonight. One final. Lord Central Catholic girls with a win over Brownell Talbot tonight by a score of 45-26. The final there. Johnson County Central and Pawnee City 55-19. Late in the fourth quarter there. Tigers inbound for the baseline. Carly Dunkus. Everybody on a corner of the lane. Looking, gets the ball into Gosman. Gosman goes back into Dunkus. Can't connect in the lane. Rebound to Rod. She'll pass the ball out and a little 8-footer up and good for the Tigers by Bella Johansson. Her first bucket. She's got 3 points. 3 minutes to go. 42-18. Defender went by. The entry pass to Jazzy Fry. She turns and puts it off the glass for two more for the Titans. Out on the right side now with the basketball. Take the ball inside out. Dunkus for three. Too strong. Rebound to Eden Stewart. She'll give the ball up. And bringing it up the floor now will be HTRS. Whoa, they throw it to the middle. Misfired on the pass, trying to get it to Fry. All right, here comes Bailey Schmidt in, a 5'9 freshman. 21 is Chloe Shupp, a 5'7 sophomore. And one more Titan checked in there. Turn around, girls, I can tell who you are. They're all looking up the floor, so I can't see their numbers. All right, here come the Tigers of the front court. Off the left side, the ball goes to Maddie Johansson, who's in the game. She'll give it up there for Bristol Titus. Now to Dunkus, throws underneath on the right side of the floor. Now into the paint, spinning is Bella Johansson. And fouled is Bella Johansson. She'll go to the line to shoot two. The foul on Chloe Shuck. Her first, and foul number four. Johansson at the line. First one on the way is up, and the first one is good. 44-19. Second one coming here. Up, and rattles it home. 44-20. Ah, there's another. No, Emma Bredemeyer was already in. She's got the ball. She'll take it out top to Cumro. Back to Bredemeyer. And it'll hold it. Look. Inside Durier in the paint. Up. No good. Howell hold held ball on the rebound. Goes to the Tiger end this time. Ball City will bring in Joslyn Bangert, a 5'5 freshman. And Farrell Whistler, a 5'5 sophomore. Under 2 minutes to go in this girls' contest here tonight at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. Now the ball comes up the floor, and we've got a held ball again. And it's going to be Titan basketball. 24-point lead for the Titans. The biggest lead of the ball game has been 29. To the front. The Titans. Ball tipped. Titans get it back. Give the ball down on the left side. Durier throws it across the baseline to a teammate. And they're trying to let them a shot or a pass. In either instance, it goes out of bounds off the Tigers. 18 on the shot clock. A minute and a half to go in the game. Bring it into the corner with it. Cassie Cannell. Cannell will give the ball up. Pass into the middle for Bailey Schmidt, 5'9 freshman, and it's knocked away by the Tigers. Jacqueline Cabilla comes in for the Tigers. Cabilla checks in there for Bristol Titus. Ball comes in, 3-point wing shot up short by Kennel. The loose ball comes down to the Titans, and they're not going to get a shot off. Shot clock violation. That three-pointer didn't hit the rim. So so we got 1:08 to go. Now what? The referee is talking it over. Emma Bredemeyer in, a 5'4 sophomore for the Titans now. So here come the Tigers up the floor. See if they can get another couple of points on the board here before it's over. Take the ball to the front. Bounce pass in, knocked loose. Good job of the defense by Bailey Schmidt. Scramble for the loose ball. Held ball will go to the Tigers. Off the bench for the Tigers, Carolyn Powell, a 5'5 freshman. Coach Hogus is bringing them pressure. He's got a ton of them. Duncan sits down with 4 points. Finish the game tonight. Ball comes in, taken out to the top, and a lot of contact, no foul call. Ball controlled by Farrell Whistler. Throw it inside, one dribble, and on the shot. A block, but a foul will put the Tigers at the line. Foul on Bailey Schmidt, her first. 5 team fouls, and at the line for the Tigers now, Maddie Johansson. Free throw up, and short, no, off the mark, no good to the side, excuse me. Should get another one here. Ready. Free throw up and no good off the back iron. Rebound is controlled by Chloe Shutt for the Titans. To the front court. Three ball up and on the rim. No good by Shutt. Rebound on the weak side to the Titans. And now they'll hand the ball out to Emma Bredemeyer. Go the ball to the high post. Get it in there to Schmidt. Back out, three-pointer on the way again by the Titans, tripping and falling down. We got two Titans down here. Now, one was trying to help the other up. And we'll have a timeout here with 15 seconds to go, getting up slowly. Hey, Kurt. Forehead connected with somebody's knee coming out of the ballgame. No, 14. That is Emma Bredemeyer. I think she got kneed in the forehead, or she went down, or what happened. Coach Hogue has the basketball. He didn't even shoot it. No, that wouldn't be according to Hoyle. So Tiger ball on the far side, left side of the floor. They're ready to inbound it, and it's too tall on the pass. It's a steal for the Titans, and a run out at the other end, and the layup will not go for Duryea. Rebound loose, held ball, stays with the Titans with 5.5 seconds to go in the ballgame. All right, inbounding from the baseline. Bring it in to Schmidt. Gives it off, and a shot up at the buzzer by the Titans. It will not go. Shot put up there by Duryea. Our final score, HRS 44 and the Fall City Tiger Girls 20. 44-20, your final. We'll be back and wrap it up after this 1 minute timeout on KTNC.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Fall City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. Final score in our girls' game tonight, 44-20. The Titans with the win over Fall City. Tigers led the scoring column tonight by Brenna Goff. Archie had six, all of them in the fourth quarter. We have five for Bella Johansson, four each for Carly Dunkus and Crystal Titus, and one in the ballgame for Caitlin Rod. Fall City falls to 5-17 on the season. For HTRS tonight, they are led by Lillian Bowen, the senior, scored 17 in the game. Kennedy McCarnan had 10 points for HTRS. It's four each for P.J. Howes Durier, three for Maddie Brennemeyer and Ethan Stewart, and two more for Jazzy Fry for their total of 44. That's your final, 44-20, the win for the Titans. Our presenting spots for the game, F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus at F&M Bank in Fall City. The boys are warming up. The clock is running. We'll be back here in about 12 minutes or so with a second half of our Girl Boy Doubleheader.